chapter 17 to 20. We must become imitators of those who went about in goatskins and sheepskins, preaching the coming of the Anointed One. But we mean Elijah and Elisha, but also Ezekiel, the prophets, and besides them, others whom a similar testimony is given. Abraham was given a great testimony and was called a friend of God. And he, fixing his gaze on the glory of God, said in his humble-mindedness, I am but earth and ashes. But this is also what is written about Job. Now Job was a righteous man, and blameless, true, God-fearing, one who kept himself from all evil. Instead, he accuses himself, saying, No man is clean of defilement, even if his life is but one day. Moses was called faithful in all his household, and through his instrumentality, God judged Egypt by the plagues and the torments. Instead, even he, when he was greatly glorified, did not utter lofty words. Instead, when a mandate was given to him at the bush, spoke, Who am I that you send me? But I am a man, feeble of speech and slow of tongue. And again he said, I am but as the smoke of a pot. But what shall we speak concerning David, to whom such testimony was given? Of whom God spoke, I have found a man after my own heart, David, the son of Jesse. In perpetual mercy, I have anointed him. Instead, even he says to God, Have mercy on me, O God, according to your great mercy. And according to the multitude of your pities, blot out my lawless deed. Wash me still more from my lawlessness, and cleanse me from my sin. Because I acknowledge my lawlessness, and my sin is always before me. Against you alone have I sinned, and done what is wicked in your sight, that you may be deemed righteous in your accounts, and may be victorious when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in acts of lawlessness, and in sins my mother bore me. For behold, you have loved truth, the dark and the hidden things of your wisdom you have made clear to me. You shall sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be cleansed. You shall wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. You shall cause me to hear joy and merriment. My bones, which have been humbled, shall rejoice. Turn your face away from my sins, and blot out my lawless deeds. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a correct spirit within my bowels. do not cast me away from your face, and do not take the spirit of the Holy One from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and strengthen me with your leading spirit. I will teach lawless men your ways, and impious men shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of blood, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you will open my mouth, and my lips will carry back messages of your praise. Because if you had desired a sacrifice, I would have given it. You will not delight in holocausts. A sacrifice to God is a broken spirit. A broken and humbled heart, God will not despise. This is how the humble-mindedness and obedient submission of so great and illustrious men have made us better. And not only us, but instead also our generation before us, as well as all who have received his accounts in fear and truth. Therefore, also becoming partakers in their many great and glorious deeds, let us run toward the goal of peace which has been handed down to us from the beginning. And let us look steadfastly to the Father and Creator of the whole world, adhering to his magnificent and surpassingly great gifts of peace and kindness to us. Let us contemplate him with our thoughts and look on his long suffering with the eyes of our soul. Let us realize how free from anger he is toward all his creation. The heavens revolve under his administration, subject to him in peace. Both day and night run the course appointed by him, without hindering each other in any way. Both sun and moon, also a choir of stars, revolve in harmony according to his command in the orbits appointed to them, without any deviation. The earth, flowering at his will in due seasons, brings forth abundant food for both men and beasts and all the living beings on its surface, without reluctance, nor without altering any of his arrangements. Both the unsearchable abysses and the indescribable lower regions are subject to the same ordinances. The jar of the boundless sea, gathered together in one place by his working, does not pass beyond the barriers appointed around it. Instead, it does as he has ordained it. For he spoke, "This is as far as you shall come, and your surging waves shall be broken within you." The ocean, impassable to men, and the worlds beyond it, are regulated by the same decrees of the Master. the seasons of spring and summer and autumn and winter peacefully give way to one another. The winds, in their different quarters, each in its proper season, perform their injunctions without hindrance. Also, the ever-flowing springs, made for enjoyment and for health, unfailingly offer their breasts to sustain the life of men. Also, the very smallest of living creatures come together in harmony and peace. The great creator and master of everything has ordered all these things to be at peace and harmony. He is the benefactor of all. But more than superabundantly to us, who have found refuge in his pities through our Lord Jesus the Anointed One, to whom be the glory and the greatness to the ages of the ages. Amen.